afternoon. Seems like we're at a little bit earlier than we usually are this day on draft day. A couple things. First of all, we've gotten a lot of media inquiries about Javon Walker, and I'll just say one thing. I have not talked to or seen Javon Walker. So other than that, I really don't have anything else to say about it. In terms of the first pick, you know, the way that the players came off the board this year, I thought that we had good value with Lawrence there. We obviously had high grades on him. He's been a very productive player. We started off scouting him kind of indirectly last year when we were watching Marion Barber, and he's been a very productive player for Minnesota, both running the ball and on kickoff returns. And I think that he brings an element of speed and certainly youth to the position. I like our backs. I like the production that we have from Kevin, Patrick, and Corey. But in terms of experience, they're all up there, you know, 7, 8-plus years, and we really feel like it's good to have a young player to work with. But more importantly, Lawrence was the best value on the board at that point, and so that's what we decided to do. As usual in the draft, there are always options to at that pick, but in the end, we felt like Lawrence was the best addition to our team, and so that's why we selected him. So that's where we're at.
Receiving numbers improved dramatically this year. Does that show his versatility, and is that one of the reasons that maybe you were intrigued by him?
Well, I think he is a versatile player. I think he's got good skill. You know, last year when Barber was there, when they were in a lot of their one-back sets, they split Barber out of the backfield, and Lawrence was the running back this year. With Barber gone, he became the split-out, flexed-out guy, different but similar to the Carnell Williams, Ronnie Brown situation at Auburn last year. So Minnesota does that. You know, they've had pretty good backs up there, and a lot of times they have, you know, two backs in the backfield, but a lot of times they have one of those guys detached. This year, Lawrence was more the detached back. Last year, Marion Barber was more the detached guy. So I think that probably the scheme has a little bit to do with his production this year in the passing game.
Were there any concerns about his ability to carry the load? I know that
he's been carrying it. So,
Bill, 9 straight defensive players went off the board before you made your pick. That because it would have been the 5th linebacker or the 5th defensive lineman. I mean, to go for the 2nd best running back on the board because you would have been dropping down to some of the.
Well, you know, again, we really can't control what comes off the board before us, and where those players rank with other teams and within the league is that's out of our control. We just look at our board and go based on value and how we think the player will come in and contribute to our football team on a going forward basis. So that's really what drove the decision. I don't know what other players would have been up there that would have made it different. They weren't there, so it was never really part of the consideration.
Coach,
what do you like about him the most as a running back? It doesn't seem like in terms of the pure 40 that he's the fastest guy out there. But what did
he's
you
pretty
like?
Fast. I don't think you're going to be writing that this guy's slow. So,
what did you like about him the most?
He's been a productive player for him. He's been a very productive player. He's got ability to make long runs. He's, you know, plays with good strength for his size. You know, he's 217 or whatever. He probably may play a little bigger than that. I don't know, not a lot, but. So I think he's got good playing strength. He's got good speed, and he's been a guy that's been productive. It's been very productive for him. So,
how does he compare in your scouting grade to the other running backs that are available?
I don't know. It doesn't really make any difference. He's what he is. They're what they are, and he's a Patriot. So, you know, we're going to use him in our system based on his strengths and what we ask our backs to do.
Similar to Dylan's, or is there another back in the league that you could compare him sort of to?
I think it's different than Dylan's. Dylan's bigger. Maroney's probably faster.
So. Similar to him that you can think of, you know, playing now?
I don't know. I'm sure there are.
Until you get him out on the field, obviously, and get him into camp. But from your projections of seeing him and thinking what kind of an athlete he is, kind of an impact do you think he could possibly make within your system, you know, right away?
Well, I don't know. I think he can make a positive impact and contribution, but, you know, we'll have to see how all that plays out. We've never had him in our system, obviously, and we'll just have to see how he comes in and learns it. And once we, you know, work with him, how quickly he picks up the things we ask him to do and, you know, where that fits in. You know, I don't know. That'll be up to him and what his performance level is for our team and relative to the other people he's competing with. I mean, it's the same for everybody.
Good work ethic played last year.
I think he had quite a few good games. Yeah, I mean, they're, I don't think it's just one, you know, he's been a productive guy for him, and he had several games where he's, I don't think he'll have a problem. Take a look at the Purdue game. There's quite a few of them.
Was pass protection an issue at all just because he played in such a ground-based offense?
I think pass protection is probably an issue for just about every back coming into the National Football League. It's different, and we'll have a lot more protections than what Minnesota ran. They were more of a play-action team, although they had some dropback. And, you know, I think he's big enough and stout enough, but he'll need work on pass protection. He'll need work on everything just like every rookie will.
Were you contacted by anyone today about moving up or moving down?
There's all pretty much always options on that, and we decided to stay where we were and pick Maroney, so.
Pretty good work ethic, though?
I think he's got good intangibles, yes. He's a smart kid. You know, he works hard. He's durable. He's been a good, solid guy. Does a lot of things well. And it has a lot of work to do. You know, believe me, I don't think anybody comes in this league as a finished product. And he certainly is in that category. There's a lot of things that he'll need to improve on and work on. But we think he can do them and contribute. So.
Anything surprise you about the way the first round played out?
No, I don't know. It's probably about, yeah. I mean, I didn't have any great expectations one way or the other. I think it's a hard thing to predict. So you just let people make their decisions and their picks and evaluate the board, you know, as it's going, if you want to try to move or what's there when it's your opportunity to make a selection.
Does he immediately get into the mix in your thought anyway in terms of return, you know, kickoff returns, et cetera?
If he's good enough, he'll have an opportunity to. It's just, you know, come down like everybody else, however well they perform and whatever role they can create for themselves. That's what every new player will have. And that goes for everybody. Any new player coming on our team, they'll have to establish it for themselves. It's no different than anybody else. Mankins, Ty Warren, Seymour, I mean, you know, they're all the same. No, but whatever role a player can establish for himself on the team, that's what he can establish. It's the same for everybody. I mean, I can't tell you exactly what anybody's going to do. I wish I could, but, you know, you give people the opportunity and let them perform their skills and evaluate them relative to what you're asking the guy to do in the competition at his position or on the team and go from there. So it's the same for everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is.
Phil, how big an issue was the other back's age based on just the history of running backs?
It wasn't a big issue. I'm saying I think you want to have young players at every position to work with. I mean, that's something you always want on your team. But that wasn't what drove the pick. What drove the pick was the value of the player relative to the other players on the board in for our system. That's not to say there aren't other good players on the board that are going to play well in the league. There's plenty of them. But for what we need and what we ask our players to do, we felt like he had the best value on the board, so that's why we selected him.
How has Corey Dillon been doing this offseason? Has he been training here? Have you been able to see him?
I talked to Corey, and I talked to him today, and I think he, you know, understands, and I explained to him what, you know, what the situation was and all that, and we expect Corey to be ready to go. I'm sure that he will be. He's a professional. He's been a very productive player for us, and we expect Corey to have major contributions for us this year, as we do Kevin and Patrick. I mean, I think our backs are talented. I think they've been productive for us, and I expect them to continue to be.
That you called him, is it to tell him that you feel he deserved to know what you were doing at that position?
You know, I talk to most all of our players, and whatever our conversations are between the player and coach are player and coach conversations. So.
Standard to call a player when you draft someone at his position.
I talk to players all the time. I mean, why would I not talk to them? We're actually here. So. Okay, anything else? You guys good? Okay, thank you.